ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Mrs. Reagan. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the distinct honor of introducing to you the President of the United States and Mrs. Reagan. Nancy and I are delighted to be here, even if it is only for a few minutes, because, as you know, we're traveling the whole circuit and trying to get to all of them tonight. But we look forward to this one, because all during the months of the campaign, I was so thrilled, excited to see so many of you at the various campaign meetings, at the events that our party was putting on. It has not always been thus, but you, the young people, were there, and were there in strength, and I think because in the wisdom that comes with youth, you also recognized that it was time for a change and that we've got to go in a different direction. You are going to take turns at dancing, aren't you? But more than that, you know, there is a first this time in this inaugural, and maybe you know about it, maybe you don't. But it was an idea of one of the co-chairmen, maybe both of them, Bob Gray and Charlie Wick. I knew the name I was trying to swallow. But that first inaugural, not quite 200 years ago, people came by stagecoach. This time, people are actually attending it by satellite. Because while there are 10 such balls here in Washington tonight, and Nancy and I are going to get to every one of them, they've given us 10 minutes in and out for each one. And somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 cities in the United States, by satellite, they too are having inaugural balls in which the screens will be carrying what is happening in the balls here in Washington. And all of the proceeds from those balls will go to their own particular local charities. Nancy and I thank you very much for all that you've done in the month past, and thank you for being here tonight and making this such a wonderful occasion. Thank you. get offline. I don't know how long you've been here or how much you've been caught up on something, but if you haven't been out, you will find that the lights on the Christmas tree are now lighted.
To remind you of what a grand opportunity we all have, because we're the ones who are going to make this system work. During the campaign, our candidate promised he would give us one last chance to do that, and now we've got to prove that it can be done. But in the meantime, we can enjoy ourselves, have a wonderful evening, and a terrible hangover. Before we begin the business of rebuilding, it is not often that I get to see a group of old friends and new friends so jam-packed into one room. I know you're all dancing underneath and all that, but it doesn't always show. So I'd like to take the opportunity to say thank you, of course, to our wonderful entertainers. Thank you for your support. In the fall campaign, my fiancé, Mr. Dennis Revell. We love you. Have a wonderful evening. We will meet again.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vice President of the United States and Mrs. Bush.
sorry there's no enthusiasm in this place. I'll tell you, I thank you all very, very much. I'll tell you something. This is a great, great day. And I'll tell you, when I saw those before we started on this cruel and unusual punishment that we're on in the night, nine of these things. Before that, we saw those hostages climb off that airplane and take restoration of respect abroad. I think that message got out loud and clear to the American people. So to all of you who made this possible, the Bushes are grateful to be a part of all of this, and we're grateful to each and every